Blog Talk Radio.
Shalawan, everybody. Hi, I am your host back again today, Elishaba. I am so glad to be here today again with you. What I decided to do is to make this a series. I'm going to make it a 7-day series. So every day around 3 o'clock, I'm going to come on and I'm going to talk about what's destroying the black community. So our topic today is destroying the enemy within our black community, poverty, sickness, and abuse. That's the topic today. That's what we're going to be discussing. That's what we're going to be talking about. Yes, just to give you an overview, I thank you all for listening, whoever is listening or whoever is coming on. I thank you for being here and giving me your time. But just to give you an overview of what we was talking about yesterday. Yesterday we was talking about religion. Religion is destroying our black community. I believe that religion is one of the number one enemies in the black community that's destroying our people. But today we're just going to dig a little bit farther today. We're just going to talk about religion. We're going to talk about poverty. We're going to talk about sickness. And we're going to talk about abuse. We're going to try to tie everything in today. I don't have that much time, but as much as time as I have, I will give you what I can give you, because I am here to help the black community, because I am a black woman myself that grew up in the black community. So I know all about poverty. I know all about sickness. I know all about disease. I know all about abuse. I know about all the things that's in our community that's hurting us. I know all about religion. I was raised up in a black neighborhood in one of the black Christian churches. So I know all about religion. And I just want to just talk today to you for a few minutes to let you know. We need to do this as black people, as black men, women. We need to destroy all these enemies within our black community that's killing us, that's hurting us, that's destroying us, that's stopping us, that's blocking us, that's killing us, and we're not getting anywhere. We're not getting anywhere. I'm 53 years old right now, and I never got anywhere. And I've been living in the black community all my life. I'm talking about the people that are struggling right now. I know some black people think they have arrived and think they already got it. They got a big house, a big car, and money in the bank. But let me tell you about their people, those people. At the end of the day, they don't have anything. They don't have anything. Believe me, they just think they have something. They are being destroyed by sickness. They've been destroyed by disease. They might not have poverty because they have a little bit of money. That's what they believe. But they still being destroyed by our enemy within our black community. So today I just want to open up a scripture today to give you an outline on the scripture today. We're going to look at Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 today. That's what we're going to look at, black people. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. And I just want to read that. This is the King James Version, the word of our Creator, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Whatever you want to call him, you want to call him Yah, Jah, Ahayah, whatever. But right now, I'm just going to call him the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because that's who he is to me. Okay, so Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because they have rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. Just for me to go at the last end of that, where God say, just because we have forgot his law, he will also forget our children. So I'm talking to all the black mothers and all the black brothers out there today that have children, and their children are being gunned down, shot down, drugged down. All kind of killings are going on among our youths today, okay? Because God said right here in the book of Hosea, we are destroyed. My people is the 12 tribes of Israel. That's the 12 tribes. My God, people is not everybody in this earth, even though he created everybody. But everybody is not his chosen people. He said, my people. So he's identifying the 12 tribes of Israel. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We are destroyed because we don't have any knowledge to what's going on around us, what's going on in our neighborhoods, what's happening, what we need to do to stop this, what we need to do to prevent this. We don't know nothing. We don't know anything, and we don't even care. We don't even care what's going on. All we care about is going to work, going to college, going to school, trying to find, you know, find some, get some weaves in our hair and get our nails done and all, get our kids some Jordans, buy our kids some Xbox 360s. This is all the things we care about. We don't care about how our community are being destroyed and our children are dying, our husbands are dying, our mamas are dying, our grandmamas are dying, we are dying. We're not doing anything about none of that. We're too busy worrying about where we're going to get our next dollar, where we're going to get our next pair of joys or designer purse. We're too worried about all of these things. But I'm here today because I was sent here to correct some things among our black people and among our black community. I know your religious leaders don't want to talk about it. When you go to church, when you go into your religious functions, the Christian churches, Seventh-day Adventists, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, Baptists, all of them. Religion is an enemy anyway. And the Hebrew Israelite churches. When you go into all these religions, they're not going to tell you nothing. All they're going to tell you is just pay your tithes, just be good, just pray, just keep praying about it, and it's going to get better. Things going to change. But nothing never changed. God is going to heal you. God is going to do this. God is going to do that. No, in the book of Hosea, it say, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And let me look up the word destroyed in the Hebrew, because I want you to understand what destroyed means, okay? We're going to break these words down because I want to motivate you. I want to give you some information that can help you to destroy the enemies within that's destroying us that we can't even see. Okay, I named some of the enemies already: religion, poverty, abuse, and sickness. And it's many, many more, but we're just going to start with those. Let me look up the word destroyed. The word destroyed is in the Hebrew 1820. It say destroyed. You know what destroyed means? To be dumb. To be dumb. D-U-M-B. That's what destroyed me. To be dumb. Or silent. That means you don't know what's going on around you. You don't know what's going on with your children. You don't know why they've been gunned down. You don't know why they've been shot down. You don't know why they keep going in and out of prison. You don't know why they can't find a job. You don't know why they're killing them in schools. You don't know why they're shooting up the schools and killing the people, the children. You know why? Because we are dumb. That's what God say. Destroyed me. To be dumb or silent. We dumb because we don't understand what's going on around us. And we don't care to understand. And ain't no leaders in none of these religious institutions is teaching you and telling you nothing about really what's going on. God called you dumb, okay? God called us dumb. And he said we are silent. That means we're sitting back, laying back, whatever we're doing, sitting back in our chairs, sitting back in our congregations, sitting back on our pews, being silent and not talking about anything, just letting these enemies destroy our people, destroy our children, destroy us, and and we just silent, and we just keep being told by the leaders, we need to pray. You need to pray. God gonna fix it. God gonna do this. No, God say you are dumb and you are silent. That means that you need to get some knowledge. You need to get some wisdom. You need to get some understanding. We to what's going on around us in our black community, and we need to start speaking up. We need to start speaking up about why are our children being gunned down? Why are our children being drugged up with all kind of vaccinations and all kind of things to kill them and destroy them? No, we just continue to let our children suffer and go through these things just because you want them to go and get an education, as they call it. You got to take your kids and get them vaccinated. You got to take your kids and fill them up with drugs just because they need to be vaccinated. But let me move on. Just because you want them to go and get an education. And education is another enemy within the black community. Because what they teaching you, what they teaching our children, what they teaching us, is never going to get us nowhere but to work for one of their corporations. That's all it's going to ever do us. We'll never be the people that God wants us to be, because destroyed is to be dumb or silent, to be cut off or brought to silence. That's what destroyed means. My people are destroyed because they dumb and they silent. They don't speak up. They don't give a damn about what's going on, what's happening. They refuse to speak up. They don't care about their children. You don't care about your husbands. You don't care about your mamas. You don't care about your daddies. You don't care about your grandmas. Because if you did, you would get some knowledge. You would get some wisdom. You would get some understanding to how to fight the enemies within our neighborhoods. And you wouldn't sit down in a corner and watch no television and watch no news and just be quiet and don't have nothing to say. Because God said, you are destroyed because you are operating like that. Okay? That's what he say. We are cut off. That means we are cut off. We can't get ahead. We can't get nowhere. We can't do nothing because we're destroyed. And destroyed means we are cut off. We are cut off from ourselves, from our God, from our children, from our people, from everything. We are a cut off, rejected, destroyed people. Okay? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, let me look up the word lack for you. Let me look up the word lack. Okay. Lack. Lack is, in the Hebrew, is Hebrew 1097. Failure. Failure. We are failures. We are failures. That is nothing. We do not mean nothing in this earth to nobody. We have failed God. We have failed our children. We have failed ourselves. We have failed our husbands. We have failed our children. We are failures. That's what we are. And he's talking about his people, which is the 12 tribes, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Ephraim, the Puerto Ricans, the Cubans, Manasseh, Judah, the black people in America and all across the world. We are his people. We are failures. That is nothing and nothing. I'm reading the Hebrew. Nothing or destruction. It's all our lives is all about destruction. All about destruction. If you take a censorship of the black neighborhoods, you will see 90% of the black people that live in our neighborhoods are failures and destroyed. And all their life mean is destruction. Everything we do is destruction, okay? Going to the church ain't going to help you because they don't teach you nothing. They don't teach you the Bible. They don't teach you anything. All they teach you to do is sit up under them and do what they say, and that's it. That's all you're going to get from there. I know. I've been in church all my life. I'm a pastor. I'm a leader. I used to do all that. Not anymore, though. Not anymore. I got away from all that sick, satanic teaching that they teach in all these congregations and all these Christian churches. Okay? And they say, lack. I'm reading the word lack in the Hebrew. It say that is nothing of destruction, usually without. Do the black people have anything? Do we have anything, y'all? Do we have anything but a house that we owe a mortgage on? Do we have anything but a car that we owe a car note on? Do we have anything but a college degree that we in debt for? Do we own anything? Do we have any grocery stores? Do we have any hospitals? Do we have any schools? What do we have, man? What do we have? Black people are without everything. We don't have nothing. All we have is what they give us. And what they give us is religion, education, a job. That's all you're going to get from them. Okay, them is the people that rule and control this world, the slave masters. I call them masters. Okay, that's all you're going to get. We are without. We don't have our own empire. We don't have our own community. We don't like each other. We don't want to be with each other. We don't care about each other. We hate each other. We don't support each other. Come on, black people. We got to wake up now. We got to wake up because God is saying we are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, let me look in the Hebrew and tell you what knowledge means. This is Hebrew 1:8-7. Knowledge, ignorantly unaware. We are ignorantly unaware of the things that's destroying us. We don't know. And when we do find out, we don't care to address those things to make it better for us and our children and our men. We don't care to address it. God said we destroy because we just want to be dumb and we want to be silent. That's what it is. We are dumb and we are silent and we have nothing and we have lack. We don't have no knowledge. And he said he had rejected us because of this, because we don't want to educate ourselves with what God want to give us. We want to educate ourselves with what man want to give us, his education, okay, his understanding, his knowledge, his religion. Not what God say in his Bible, okay? Okay, I want to read another scripture. I'm coming from St. John chapter 10, verse 10, because I want to talk about the thief right now, because the thief in the black community is the ones that's destroying and killing us, okay? Destroying and killing us. And I cannot continue to sit on the sideline and say nothing and do nothing. Because my God say, when I do that, I am dumb. I'm dumb and I'm destroyed. And I don't want to be destroyed anymore, black people. I don't want to be destroyed. I want to be all that I'm supposed to be in this world today. I want to do what God put me here to do. It ain't about nobody right now but black people rising to understand what we need to do. They just killed somebody. The brother was laying down. The police pulled him over, him and his girlfriend. They was just riding their ATV through the woods, having fun. He had just got off work. They made the brother lay on the ground, put his hand behind his back, and then they just shot him and killed him for no reason. And guess what the black man said? Don't kill me. I have 3 kids. But did they care? No, man. They don't care about us, man. They never cared about us. They never cared about you. They never will care about us. So I'm here to let you know, as long as you continue to be silent and dumb without knowledge and wisdom to what you need to do to set yourself free, your children free, your family free, you is always going to be destroyed by these people. It's all about destruction. Okay? I'm going to go to St. John in the Bible. St. John chapter 10, verse 10. Don't have a lot of time today. I just thank you for listening. Whoever is listening, don't have a lot of time, but I have to speak. I have to speak because it's time to speak. It's time to speak. And when I was praying today, God told me they are destroyed. And he said, why are they destroyed? And I said, because they don't care. And he said, that's why. They don't care. They don't care that they are being poisoned by medication, the black people. They don't care that they've been poisoned by food that's in these supermarkets and grocery stores. They don't care. They don't care that they're gunning down their children because they keep sending them to these so-called schools, they call them. But they ain't nothing but education camps. That's all they is, like boot camp, to train you to be obedient and control you and to control your children. And when you do something wrong against whatever they say, they're going to take your children away from you, okay? So they don't care. That's what God said. We don't care. We just letting them, the enemy, do whatever he wants to do to us. And we don't care because we so in love with our house. We so in love with our car. We so in love with our job. We so in love with our college. We so in love with our education. We so in love with the world and the things of the world that we cannot see clearly enough to walk away from the things that are killing us, hurting us, and destroying us as a nation of black people. Yes, we are the greatest people on the earth. But God said in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, we are the dumbest right now. We are the dumbest. And we're so afraid to speak up and say anything about what's going on. We're so afraid that they're going to take our food stamps. They're going to take our SSI checks, our welfare checks, our government checks. They're going to take my job. They're going to take my education. I cannot speak up because if I speak up, I might not have nothing tomorrow. Well, if you speak up and do what you're supposed to do to protect yourself and to protect your children and to protect your community, then guess what? God will respond. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our creator, he will respond and he will fight for us. The reason he's not fighting for us is because we don't care enough to get our life right under him and let go all of this religion, all these teachings, all these doctrines, all this stuff that they teach in the black community to keep us confused, broke, and retarded, which is dumb. John chapter 10, I'm not holding you up today. I don't have time to sugarcoat and talk about nothing but the truth. John 10 and 10. St. John, chapter 10, verse 10. And this is going to be my last verse because it's time for me to go. I only have 30 minutes. Hopefully, one day I can afford to pay for more time to talk to you longer. St. John 10:10. The thief come not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that thou might have life and that thou might have it more abundantly. Okay? God wants us to have life. But the thief is the one that's in the black community, our neighborhoods, our environment. And it's not the devil like you've been taught. This scripture has been taught by so many religious institutions like churches that the thief is the devil. No, the thief is not the devil. Let me read to you who the thief is, and I'm getting ready to go, and I have to let you go. The thief is, the word thief is in the Greek, it's 2812. The thief is a stealer, a stealer. Now, let me give you a precept for the thief. Let me give you a precept so you'll understand that this thief is not talking about the devil. It's talking about the devil people. It's talking about the people in this earth that the devil and Satan is using to destroy and to kill the black community. Okay, the thief. Okay, I have the precept for thief. It is Isaiah chapter 56, verse 11. It say, it's not even talking about the devil, like the Christian church taught this scripture to me and so many people for so many years. And they still teaching it right now today. You can go right in the Christian church right now, and they still talk about this scripture, the thief is the devil. And that's wrong. Why? Because the thief don't want you to identify who he is. So they lied about the doctrine to say it's the devil when it's actually a man that's killing and destroying us. Isaiah 56:11. Yes, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his gain from his quarter. That's who the thief is. The thief is all of these religious institutions, churches, Hebrew Israelite religions that you're going up into every Sunday and every Saturday to hear what they got to say. The Bible say that they are greedy dogs, okay? And they're going to use you up. They're going to use you up and destroy your personality, destroy your strength, destroy your spirit. They're going to kill what you have inside that God wants you to do, because they don't want you to do anything for God. All they want you to do is sit there and listen to them while they get more and more and more out of you. More money, more strength, more of your power, more of your anointing. They're just going to take everything from you that God gave you until you become so weak and so vulnerable that you can't do nothing but sit up under them and listen to them and say, oh, what should I do? What should I do? There's nothing you're going to do because they're greedy dogs, and they're going to use you up so you don't have enough. That's one thief, and then you got another form of thief. You have another form of thief. This is John 12, verse 6. This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and he had the bag in his hand. This is talking about Judas. This is not talking about the devil. This is not talking about Satan. It's talking about Judas. Judas was a thief. You got all these leaders and shepherds. They are thieves. That's all they care about, what you can give them, people. They're destroying us. They're killing us. They won't give us the information and the knowledge that we need so we can be what we're supposed to be and do what God wants us to do. You just got to sit there until they tell you what you can do, when you can do it, how you can do it. That's why I left the Christian church. That's why I didn't want to be a pastor anymore. I don't never want to be a pastor. You know why? Because I understand every religious institution, every religious congregation is teaching nothing but lies. They all teaching some truth, not the Christian church. Everything they teach is a lie. But so I don't have much time now. I'm breaking out of time. So I just want to say I thank you for listening, and we are being destroyed by the enemy within. And, you know, stay tuned for tomorrow for part 3, because we will be back to finish where we left off today. So I thank you for coming to listen to the show today, Sister Radio Talk Show. It's always an honor to present to you what God has given me to give to his people. Remember, the thief only wants to kill and destroy us. And that's what's going on among our neighborhoods today. Excuse me, and our children. So I thank you. We'll see you again tomorrow. God bless you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God be with you. And I hope you have a wonderful day. And understand that you got to fight to win this battle. Bye for now. Shalom. Shalom. Have a blessed day. Bye. See, I want more time. That way I can give a better outline. See, I have to just cram everything in because I only got 30 minutes.
I want to hear it. I'll let you know if it's a problem. Yesterday was a problem. I'm going to let you know if it's a problem.